It was yesterday when we got a very concerning, I think it was a WhatsApp, somebody talking about the spate of robberies that have been seen on Golden Arrow bus services. And sadly, it's nothing new. Earlier on this month, it was reported that about 30 commuters and a bus driver were robbed on one particular Monday by three armed men, and Transport Union SATAU at the time calling on Golden Arrow to install surveillance cameras on their buses. It is an issue, and it's unfortunate that we have to have this conversation. And I remember the last time I spoke to Bronwyn, I was saying to you, Bronwyn, that we seem to be speaking on the back of some bad news, and here we are once again. Bronwyn Dagbeya is spokesperson for Golden Arrow. I hope you're well.
Hi, Kuketsa. Thank you for having me. And yeah, unfortunate that we have to be talking about something so unpleasant. But good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Let's just take a step back and give us a picture of what has been happening on your buses over the past couple of months.
So for a very long time now, we have had an issue with sporadic incidents of robbery. Just to give you an idea, we operate about 5,000 trips every single day. But we also do believe that one robbery is a robbery too many. Everybody should be able to travel safely on our public transport. And so, unfortunately, we do see these incidents pop up. And like you said, there was one yesterday. And, you know, it's very difficult for us because we're providing a public service. Obviously, we're contracted to government. And there's very little that we can do. We believe very strongly that this is a policing issue. And one thing I can tell you that we are excited about is that I'm not sure if you would recall, but we had a pilot project which involved law enforcement officers, a special enforcement unit. And unfortunately, that was disbanded when COVID started as a result of operational requirements. But we're now in talks with the city and province again, and it looks like we are going to be able to reform that unit, which we think is really going to make a big difference because we need the policing, the information gathering, and the arrest to happen. We believe that it may be a syndicate, but we aren't sure at this point. Obviously, we need the police to make those arrests.
And again, I mean, it is very much a law enforcement issue. But we do know that, for example, I mentioned how with some of the unions representing some of your bus drivers calling on surveillance cameras on your buses. That was earlier on this month. What steps outside of law enforcement has Golden Arrow taken in, I suppose, ensuring some level of security or in the event of a robbery, there are measures in place to assist with the investigation?
So obviously, I think that the important thing to state is that we've been investigating and looking at ways to counteract this from our side. If there was a solution that we could implement on our side, we would have done it by now. If cameras were the solution or security guards or something along that line would solve the problem, we would have implemented it ourselves. But unfortunately, these things don't work. The only way is to discourage people from even thinking of committing the crime in the first place. Mm-hmm. What we have, however, done is we are offering a 50,000 Rand reward for any information which leads to the arrest and prosecution of anybody who's been involved in a robbery. We're hoping that maybe this will encourage somebody who does know something, because somebody does know something, to please come forward. And any information that anybody does have, they can share confidentially via 0800 111167. And like I said, there's a 50,000 Rand reward.
And then just in focusing on these sporadic attacks that you mentioned, are there hotspots, Bronwyn?
I think it all depends on the time when it's happening. At the moment, it looks like Khayelitsha might be a problem, but we have, you know, most of our services are running Khayelitsha and Mitchell's Plain. So it's difficult when you're running so many buses there throughout the day. And it is such a large area to kind of pinpoint a specific hotspot. But that is also why the beauty of a law enforcement unit is that obviously they have powers of arrest and also they can be undercover. So what we then would do, which we did previously, which we had some great success with, is to plant people undercover on the buses. And then having the power of arrest really makes a big difference.
Mm. And I know that we had previously discussed the issues of some of your buses being attacked. Has that eased, or is that an issue still?
We haven't had any attacks in the last month, thankfully. It's very much an issue that we have to monitor nonstop. So like I was saying previously, I think people don't realize the scale of our operations and how many people are on the ground looking out for, watching out for any kind of issue, any kind of protest action. But things have been quiet. We are also still offering a 200,000 rand reward for any information which leads to the arrest of any of these arsonists. And that information can be shared with the same number, 0800-111-1167.
All right. We appreciate your time as always, Bronwyn. Thank you very much. Bronwyn Dyke-Bayer is spokesperson for Golden Arrow.